From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. The Bay Area has 1,322 positive COVID-19 cases as of this afternoon. That's according to the San Francisco Chronicle's tracking tool. Alameda, San Francisco, and San Mateo counties have seen significant increases. There's more testing happening, so more likely positives, but also the rise in cases follows international precedents that we've seen. The number of Bay Area deaths from the novel coronavirus now stands at 30. That's three more than we reported yesterday. Governor Gavin Newsom spoke this morning of the importance of a multi-state collaboration in responding to the novel coronavirus. He said that he had just completed a call between President Trump and all 50 state governors. KALW's Julia Linus Goodman has more.
Governor Newsom noted that California has been competing against other states to buy personal protective equipment. Speaking on a video call hosted by the nonprofit Tipping Point, he said more coordination is vital to addressing the COVID-19 crisis.
The state of California just procured 100 million N95 masks as a state. We did that competing against other states, other nations, and likely the United States itself. The lack of coordination just in terms of our purchasing alone really drives, from my perspective, one of the most critical needs, and that is some deeper collaborative spirit of engagement so that we're not competing against each other, increasing costs, and creating more of a bureaucratic morass and as a consequence of people playing off one another.
Newsom said that in the next day or so, the state will have a better understanding of how the federal coronavirus stimulus package will support Californians and what gaps will still remain. He emphasized that the state will need help from nonprofits to fill those gaps. For KALW News, I'm Julia Linus Goodman.
Schools around the Bay Area will remain closed through May 1st, at least, so teachers are working to bring the classroom into the living room. KALW's Victor Tintz reports.
Yesterday, the San Francisco Unified School District began the second phase of a three-part plan to help get students back on track while campuses remain closed. Phase one focused on engaging students at home. That's providing optional activities for both students and parents to engage in as families adjusted to the quarantine. Phase two expands at-home options for learning. The school sent out digital and non-digital versions of classroom courses prepared by many teachers during the closure. The last phase will begin on April 13th, and it will consist of mandatory teacher-led interactive distance learning. But that last phase is the trickiest, because according to data provided by SFUSD, 15% of all students do not have access to a computer or the internet. In response, the schools have been lending out Chromebook laptops for the students with the greatest need. Since the closure, they have lent out over 1,000 computers. Also, the San Francisco Board of Education is creating Wi-Fi hotspots for students around the city as a way to address the technological equity gap. SFUSD suggests that students who need to borrow a computer should contact the school's principal to learn how devices are being made available. In San Francisco, I'm Victor Tentz for KALW News.
And Stefan and Aisha Curry are doing their part. After the famous couple publicized and donated to food needs in Alameda County, they've stayed active, messaging on social media. Today, the Golden State Warriors star point guard held a public Instagram call with Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. KALW's Janae Darden has more.
Curry pulled questions for Dr. Fauci from his 30 million followers the day before, many of them young people. Dr. Fauci and Steph Curry chatted on a split screen. Curry appeared to be at home in his sweats while the doctor sat in his study with a basketball hoop behind him.
A little older, that it affects you a little bit more seriously, but has that shown differently here in the States in terms of, you know, different age brackets? And
Curry had questions about who was susceptible, and Dr. Fauci busted the myth that youth can't suffer from this virus.
But what we are starting to see is that there are some people who are younger, people your age, young, healthy, vigorous, who don't have any underlying conditions, who are getting seriously ill. And that's the reason why when we talk about being careful of physical distancing, doing the kind of social separation,
about 50,000 people watched the discussion, including former President Barack Obama. He commented during the chat, "Listen to the science, do your part, take care of each other," then thanked the two men for holding the discussion. Curry says video of the interview will remain on his Instagram account for people who missed it. In Alameda, I'm Janae Darden for KALW News.
Find more up-to-date information at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.